Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
A bad day in the House for the government began with one of its senior ministers, Nick Smith, announcing his resignation. After failing to acknowledge a conflict of interest when writing letters of support for a friend and disability claimant while he was the Minister of the Accident Compensation Corporation.
Mr. Speaker, I do want to put on the public record that I did not, in my view, interfere in any way in the judgment calls that ACC made about that particular person's claim, but I do accept that the signing of those two letters is not up to the standard this Parliament can rightly expect of its ministers. I firstly want to again apologise to the Prime Minister, to my caucus colleagues, my family and staff. It is my intention to serve out this term as Parliament. I love this place. I'm disappointed I'm not going to be able to continue my work in some of those areas I have a passion, but I apologise to all my fellow representatives for those misjudgments.
Thank the member.
Nick Smith's resignation was the subject of the second question of the day for the Prime Minister, John Key, from Opposition Leader David Shearer.
Did he ask Nick Smith to resign, and if not, why not?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, no. The Minister offered his resignation, and I accepted his resignation because, as the Minister said himself, he exercised poor judgment in supporting an ACC claimant while ACC Minister.
As Nick Smith had resigned all his portfolios, he wasn't able to answer a question set down for him by Labor's Deputy Leader Grant Robertson.
My question is to the Minister of Local Government. Will he take the same approach to compliance with the Cabinet Manual as Minister for Local Government as he did as Minister for ACC?
The Honourable Jerry Brownlee.
While Jerry Brownlee improvised answers for Nick Smith, his Cabinet colleague, Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCully, faced a grilling from his Labour shadow, Phil Goff, over a meeting of senior diplomats in Wellington on Monday week.
The Chief Executive has signalled to heads of mission that they can expect an invitation to a meeting in Wellington in April to discuss their roles in the change process. This has been necessitated by the fact that large-scale outsourcing proposals involved in the MFAT consultation process will not be proceeded with.
Supplementary question, Honourable is Phil Goff. The Minister telling the House that he's bringing back most heads of mission at the cost of at least $200,000 to tell them that his restructuring proposals aren't going to go ahead in the form that he proposed because they're unworkable?
The Honourable Murray McCully.
Mr. Speaker, let me be very clear about this. I have not asked the heads of mission to come to Wellington.
Now to matters financial in the committee rooms with this report from Rhys Lyon.
Finance Minister Bill English appeared before the Finance and Expenditure Committee to deliver his budget policy statement and outlined where the economy was heading.
So under Treasury's central forecast, GDP growth peaks at 3.8% in the year to March 2014 and average annual GDP growth of around 3% over the next 4 years, with unemployment expected to ease. The savings rate is expected to remain positive.
Mr. English then told the committee of the government's budgetary intentions.
The budget policy statement reflects our intention to return to surplus. In fact, our budget priorities over the parliamentary term will be about sticking to that plan.
But Mr. English said the road to a budget surplus would not be an easy one.
Well, it will be a bit of a challenge because in the year to the middle of 2011, the deficit was $18 billion. Now, that included expensing our commitment to the earthquake. This year we would expect it to be somewhere around $9 or $10 billion and heading back to zero by 2014-15. So that's a pretty rapid fiscal consolidation by any measure.
The Finance Minister said there were three major influences on the government's fiscal balance.
One is just the tax take, and of course that's pretty much related to the economic cycle. Because there's lower inflation, there's a smaller nominal economy. When there's a smaller nominal economy, the tax take drops. Then there's the expenditure track. Now that's actually the bit over which we have the most control. And then the third influence on the track, because the government is an insurer of last resort and an owner of businesses, it faces all the commercial risks that anyone does in that position. So it's going to be quite a challenge because of the increased volatility that the government has to deal with.
Finance Minister Bill English delivering his budget policy statement to the Finance and Expenditure Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.